It's time now for Foodstuffs, our weekly look at food and food culture in New Hampshire. It's almost time for New Hampshire kids to head back to school and for their parents to start packing lunches or to figure out what schools are serving. At Elm Street Middle School in Nashua, what's on the menu could be coming from close by because students there may soon be eating food they grow on their own urban campus. NHPR's Cheryl Rich-Kern reports.
It's a hot, sunny day in August, and the outdoor courtyard at Elm Street Middle School is hopping with activity. There's laughter, chatter, almost a playground-like atmosphere.
It was one big Erector set with no instructions.
But these aren't kids assembling construction kits. There are 150 adult volunteers from Fidelity and Merrimack who on this workday would rather hammer nails than manage money.
It's just loosening the knot a little more.
Science instructor Janice Rock is one of the two teachers who raised funds for the microgarden project.
What you're seeing here is the almost the finished product. They're just about done framing the 12 by 24 foot greenhouse.
We got a wall.
Rock says they'll be growing leafy greens and vegetables using alternative methods like aquaponics.
The plants are on two shelves above a fish tank. The fish waste will actually be pumped up in the water up to the plants.
The fish waste acts as fertilizer.
The plants themselves will actually clean the water, and clean water will trickle back down into the fish tank below.
Another feeding system works without the fish.
Our team built the hydroponic tables.
Karen Pratt of Fidelity points to the rolling wooden carts where hardy tomatoes will grow with only water and nutrients.
When I think back to when I was in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, I wouldn't have had a clue what that even meant. And these kids are going to be using the iPads and charting growth patterns. It's just pretty wonderful.
Fidelity donated data lockers for students to measure heat, humidity, and pH levels and create mathematical graphs. But the greenhouse is more than a science or math lesson.
I'm Darcy Blauvelt, and I teach literacy. In my class, the kids read Michael Pollan's book, Omnivore's Dilemma. So we talk a lot about where your food comes from.
Blauvelt hopes the conversations in the classroom drift back home. Half of the 1,000 or so students at Elm Street are on a free or reduced lunch program, and some qualify for a weekend supply of food every Friday. With a few scrap materials, teacher Janice Rock says they can tend their own urban beds.
As you can see, we're building these things out of Rubbermaid totes and just 2x4s. And to show the kids that, look, you could have this on your triple decker and you could still have a garden that would feed your family.
Rock and Blauvelt hope to get a solar power system donated so they won't need electricity or plumbing. They expect the leafy greens to sprout by September. For NHPR News, this is Cheryl Rich-Kern.
You can find out more on the Elm Street Schools program and all of our Foodstuff stories at the Foodstuffs blog at nhpr.org.